right around the southwest for Triple M. A woman who takes gnomes as seriously as we do at Gnomesville, Jasmine from the Block, our WA contestants. Jazz, how you feeling this morning?
Oh, it was hard watching it back. I feel kind of sorry for myself, but hey, oh, we got gnomed. We got gnomed. Again.
So, hello, Luke. You're there as well.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. Well, that was a nice surprise.
That's what I'm all about. Nice surprises.
Yeah, not like last night. Talk us through what went down.
Well, look, you know, we saw those scores coming up on the board and we were like, oh, it's going to be another close one. We threw everything at that hallway and we just thought it was absolute, you know, beauty. And we thought we'd win. And when we saw how close it was, we just knew that Jimmy and Tam would play the gnome.
No, you can't blame them.
We're
not angry at them.
It's a competition, you know. You saw Jasmine last night. It was just so frustrating because, you know, we're obviously getting down to the pointy end of the competition now, and we have some very big plans outside, and you know, we've got a great designer enlisted, and we need to pay for all these amazing things that we want to do in the front and backyard. So, you know, we really needed that win, and this bloody gnome has cost us $15,000 in this competition now.
So the gnome was a power piece in the game side of the Block, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah, so yeah, they basically came, they won the gnome in a Lego challenge when we came second. So you can't help but sort of think, oh gosh, I wish we won that. And then, you know, maybe it hadn't played out this way. But it's just, we've got to just, you know, move on, I guess.
And so how does it go sort of in the behind the scenes side of this? So you've obviously had a really emotional moment. And look, it's been a very difficult season. So you've got that in there. You guys have been accused of cheating. There's been a lot of extra pressure for 2020. And obviously that all builds up in you. And then when you have a really frustrating moment like that, you're only human. It's going to come out. But what happens like, when the cameras stop rolling? Do you guys all have a bit of a debrief?
I actually knocked Jimmy out.
I don't believe that for a second.
Was pulling hair with Pam and...
All that happened was I just didn't want to cry on the set. So in front of all those people, I just literally went and cried in a toilet cubicle. And of course, you know, what you don't see is that all the girls came to my defense because we actually have a really great friendship. It might not appear that way, but we really do. We're really close. And they all, you know, we all had a big chat about it. Jimmy and Tam were right there. We had a big chat. It's not like we got straight in our cars and drove away without talking to anyone. I just sort of cried in the toilet by myself for a couple of minutes.
Oh, well, we've all been there, haven't we, Jazz?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and, you know, you've got to understand, I've been awake for roughly 48 hours at that point.
Oh,
no sleep Friday night, really. Definitely no sleep Saturday. Maybe an hour on Sunday.
Tracy, the makeup chick.
Yeah, trying to make up human. So, my gosh, I think anyone who's in that sort of delirious state, things like that are just going to get the better of you. You're not
of
the very best version of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so hard because, you know, like out there on, you know, on online world, you know, the girls get slammed for crying and showing emotion, and it's just
How dare they have human emotion?
I know we love having a girl chat, but between you and me, it was also, you know, a bit of PMS on the side. I said that to the producers the next day. I was like, and I'm hormonal, you know, and everyone's like, oh, gosh, we get it. You know, normal life goes on as well.
Do you know what I didn't get taught in school that I actually had to Google as a 31-year-old woman the other week? Much information. I Googled a little bit more about, you know, PMS. I learned that there's basically like four hormones that work together to balance your brain out and keep you happy. And when you come into that time of the month, they are all ripped away from you. Everything drops. Everything that makes you happy in your brain is torn away from you during that time. Like, no wonder we get grumpy about things.
Sucked out of you.
No one taught me that at school.
I'm actually the worst for it. So you'll see every 4 weeks on the Block, there's a particularly rough week. I'm not kidding you. It's like all of us girls would say it. So I guess people at home don't know that these things are happening.
But honestly, we take gnomes very seriously here in the Southwest. Have you guys ever been to the beautiful Ferguson Valley in Dardanup?
What did I say to you? We came down not long ago and I said, we need to stop at Gnomesville. And Luke was like, if I never see another gnome, as long as I shall live, I will be happy.
I got dragged out of there in handcuffs.
I would like to invite you to the station to come out on a guided tour with me. We will okay. get you a gnome. We will paint it. And we will go and put it in Gnomesville because this needs to happen.
We'll go and send it to Jimmy and Tam.
Let's do it. No, let's do our very own block gnome.
We'll hold you to that.
All right, awesome. This is happening. I'll get my people to talk to your people.
Yeah, get your people to talk to my people.
Let's do it. Let's do it, Andy.
Love you guys. Great chat. Keep your heads up. I can't wait to see what's next.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Check out.